I Fix It Up Live with Mark and Teresa.
Food, family, and fun this time of year means one thing. It's holiday fiesta time.
And to help fix up our holiday feast, we do a My Fix It Up Live rewind to some of our favorite food-friendly guests.
Marielle Hemingway talks health, home, and peace of mind.
Sunny Anderson teases us with some tantalizing treats.
So we're hungry to get started cooking up something great.
And it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Live. Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark, and ho, 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 there you go.
Are you going to say that every show this December?
Say it every year.
Every year?
Every year.
Every show?
Yep. Yes.
Ho, 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 and there you go.
Ho, ho, and there you go. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, happy Hanukkah, happy everything.
That's right.
Yeah, happy Flag Day.
No, we're just going to do the December shows. That's our thing. That's our My Fix It Up Life thing. It's all encompassing.
It's all encompassing. We celebrate every holiday.
That's right.
Yeah, and we also create our own holidays, too.
Well, we're getting ready for the holidays.
We are getting ready for the holidays, and we thought it might be kind of fun to help get ready for the holidays is do some My Fix It Up Life rewind and share two of our favorite guests from inside the kitchen.
That's right, to help you with your holiday stuff.
And to help inspire us, too, around the holidays, because, you know, we don't actually do a Thanksgiving feast at our house. We go out. So getting ready for the December parties and all of those other things, it's good for us to be inspired in the kitchen.
Big news.
What?
I got invited to a Christmas party.
You did?
Yo, I sure did.
Did you get invited solo or with the entire family?
I'm so flabbergasted I got any kind of invitation. I haven't read it yet. I'm savoring it.
So if anybody wants to invite Mark to a holiday party, you can send him an invitation at info@myfixituplife.com. And I want to share who our Rewind guests are today.
Yes. Sunny Anderson, who joined us in the Dan's booth from the Kitchen and Bath Show.
Yes, she's from Food Network. Probably more people are familiar with her work on Food Network than inside the Dan's booth.
I'm going to say, I'll concede that point.
Yes, she's on several popular shows on the Food Network, and we follow her on Twitter at Sunny Anderson. She is a Twitterific person.
I'm sorry, what?
Twitterific.
Sure.
And our other guest, too, our other Rewind guest, is very Twitter prolific as well, Marielle Hemingway. And her Twitter name is Marielle Hemingway. We follow her.
That's great. And I'm glad that it's her name. That way, even someone like me can remember it.
If you can figure it out. Like, we're at My Fix It Up Life.
It's our name.
That makes it pretty easy to follow us on Twitter.
I'm glad it's not some abbreviation of our name where if you misspell it, you're following someone else.
Well, sometimes you have to go with an abbreviation or a derivation because there's other people that have your name. Like, I don't think Robert Irvine is Robert Irvine. I think he has, like, Robert Irvine 1 or something like that.
Who would dare have his name?
I don't know, but it does happen.
But
there aren't any other My Fix It Up Lives out there. And Sunny Anderson is kind of an unusual name as well.
That's right.
Yes, and we asked her how she got her name in this interview, and it's kind of an interesting story, I think.
I do, too. She was so super fun.
She is super fun.
We're also announcing the winner of the Stanley FatMax Super Prize Pack at the end of the show.
$1,000 worth of tools, 32 awesome Stanley tools.
Handpicked by me.
Handpicked.
That's right.
Is it you have a pile of them behind you right now? All 32 of them?
All 32 of them.
Yeah. Some people like to throw piles of money around and roll around in them. Mark likes to throw hand tools around and roll around in them. That's why he's got so many scratches and bruises on him.
I get stitches every day.
Yeah, I don't want to offend Stanley, though, but, you know, you do love your tools.
No, I do, and these are great for anybody working on projects. We're very excited to announce this winner.
And, you know, I want to share the inspiration for the new free stuff prize that is up and ready for you to win at myfixituplife.com. Click on free stuff. Mark saw a video about how to make a reindeer out of wood.
Yes,
and
out of, like, tree branches or a small tree. With a Works chainsaw, Rockwell jaw horse, and a Rockwell cordless drill.
Now, if you put all three of those things together, of course Mark's going to be excited and interested in it. And, you know, the reindeer project's pretty cool. You can go on our My Fix It Up Life website right now, and you can check out the video.
Yes, it's awesome.
And you can enter to win these awesome three tools.
Yes, and the project is great, too.
Are you going to build one for me?
I don't have a chainsaw.
You don't have a chainsaw?
Well, I do have a chainsaw. I don't have the Works chainsaw, but I don't have, like, the right tree.
We're going to have to call our friends at Works. We're going to have to call the guys at the borough and ask them, you know.
Do you have a reindeer-sized tree?
Do you have a reindeer-sized tree? You know, that guy that we talked to in Joplin who carves sculptures with a chainsaw?
I never met him.
We interviewed him on our show.
Oh, that guy. I thought you meant from the job site, the guys who carved the sign with the router.
No. The guy that was actually using the chainsaw. See the connection between the chainsaw and the chainsaw? We interviewed him on our show.
Yeah, I met that guy.
Yeah, we met him for like 15 minutes or something
but
like that.
But we're going to have to take a shorter break than 15 minutes. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life. Perfect pitch
for the hell of it. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life. It's Fix It Up Finds time.
It is Fix It Up Finds time, and I want to go first. How unusual.
You know, I'm actually just going to put my radio stuff down, and then when I see that, it's like one of those phone calls that you're on where the other person's talking the whole time, and you just sort of put the phone down.
Or you're
I'll
like,
see when she's finished, and then I'll just come over and say, hey, you know what? We have to take a break.
Or you're like Barney Stinson on How I Met Your Mother.
How awesome
and he says all of the titles of shows from the 70s, like What's Happening.
Yeah, when he's not interested in your conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's Happening Now?
Different Strokes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So my Fix It Up Finds are thematic to today's show.
Good times.
I selected them personally to make them a part of the whole What's Cooking theme and about our guests today, Mariel Hemingway and Sunny Anderson.
I had mine robo-selected by my personal assistant.
Well, that's really interesting since you don't have a personal assistant. I wonder who actually selected them for you. Was it Jack, our three-year-old?
Could be.
Jack,
well, go downstairs and come up with something. That's my Fix It Up find.
The first find I have is all about, you know, your inner soul and stress relieving and just like health and well-being. Now, look, get
this
in the mojo.
This portion of the show brought to you by
light
by
some
the
candles.
My Fix It Up Life heart song.
Light some candles. Get into a meditative pose. No, for real. Mariel Hemingway is huge into yoga, and
yes.
I watch her videos and I do them. Now that I know about them and her and Rodney Yee, huge Rodney Yee fan, I have to say too.
Yeah.
And if you don't know who those guys are and you don't know about all the yoga videos, you have to go to Gaiam TV. And it's GAIAMTV.com. And I have a bunch of DVDs. I even have VHS tapes from long ago.
Right.
From Rodney.
Right. And
but
Rodney
now, what's
a
really cool thing is that
a yoga master for people who don't know.
Yes.
The guy's absolutely jacked.
Yes. And what the really cool thing about it right now is that if you go to GaiamTV.com, you can actually try out yoga practices that are streaming online, which is actually really awesome if you travel a lot and you're into yoga and you don't want to bring your DVDs with you or worry about having it on your computer or trying to get it on your TV or whatever or trying to get a class. You can go and stream online, and they have a 10-day free trial, too, so you can check it out, GaiamTV.com.
Right on.
My other find has to do with cash.
Yeah, not like I was planning to go anyway.
So my cash find, you're going to really be into this one.
I dig cash.
Well, our friends at Dance, which is also kind of thematic because we met Sonny Anderson in the Dance Faucets booth at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, and they tweeted out something that the Kitchen and Bath Business Magazine tweeted out recently, that the National Association of Home Builders did a study and said that a third bathroom in your house, if you live in a southern suburb, can increase your price of your home by $43,000.
How does that even get measured? Where does it tail off and like, you know what? I live in Maryland. I don't want a third bathroom.
But for serious, it's so a third bathroom, $43,000. And so my deal right now is that we have one bathroom in our house, and we have a vision of someday having three because it would make life so much easier to have a powder room and then have another bathroom.
That's right.
But right now we have the one.
We have the one.
So if we had three...
I got to go back and do lawyer talk on you.
The
Southern
south.
Suburb.
I know. And then we move our house just slightly south of the Mason-Dixon line because we're just slightly north of it.
To a suburb. You're not a big fan of the suburb sometimes.
I'm not, but $43,000 is kind of
that
a
makes
lot
you
of
a
money.
Fan.
I don't know. So I think that's just something to think about, that a third bathroom. And like a third bathroom, too, that's a luxury item.
Oh, that is awesome to have.
It is. And you know what other, you know, one other little tidbit that I learned recently, too, is that more people in the world have mobile phones than bathrooms. Think about that
In the world, sure. Makes absolute sense.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise
me
at all.
Crazy to think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. But
I learned that from I think it was World Toilet Day that recently came up this fall.
I celebrate World Toilet Day. Actually, I celebrate that twice a year. Once on World Toilet Day, and then 6 months prior to it, I get ready for World Toilet Day.
Really? Do you go around the world and do a toilet tour?
No, that's both.
See, I had this fantasy, it might be really cool, and I wish I had done this when I was pregnant with Jack, is that when you're pregnant, you visit all the toilets. Like you just are
in
really into bathrooms.
Yes.
Is to catalog all of the bathrooms I used while I was pregnant. So have a whole scrapbook of every single bathroom and every single location.
You would go from bathroom to bathroom.
From hotel to Lowe's to everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we're somewhere else. I'll go to the bathroom.
Here's the bathroom.
Yeah. Where is it?
Okay, so we have just a minute left, and I want to hear about your finds, dear.
Well, okay, I'm going to go with also a thematic, but this one is not to feed yourself. It's to undo overfeeding yourself.
So the bathroom.
That's super gross. The Motorola Moto AC TV, I think they're calling it Moto Active. I've never heard the advertisement. I see it at the gym, and it is absolutely inspiring. But the product, Moto Active, is it's the ultimate fusion of music and fitness. It's a GPS that goes on your wrist or on the handle of your bicycle. You can stream music. You can figure out where you are, where you're going, how long it takes. It learns what songs motivates you, and it has got goal-setting software in there. So if you want to, increase your pace, your distance, whatever, there it is. And it's all in the size of a very big wristwatch, but it's all in there.
So can it, say how fast you're going?
Yeah. Yeah, it does your pace. It does where you are.
How does it know how fast you're going? Is GPS?
It's GPS.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you're just running in place really fast, it won't know that you're going anywhere.
I think that's right. So Motorola.com.
Well, see, one of the things is that I used to have the...
Starts at 249.
Well, I used to have the thing that you put in your Nike shoe that goes with your iPod. And if you ran in place really fast, it would know like you were running really fast because it's the amount of footsteps.
I see.
Anyway, I think they should incorporate that technology into this.
I think we should incorporate a break into that.
All right.
We'll be back with more of My Fix It Up Life.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
What a perfect day to play left, right there. Tip the kettle, I'm feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park, we swear.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my handsome husband, Mark.
And my fabulous wife, Teresa.
Oh, I love that.
Here in the Cambria booth. The Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
We are here.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes.
Their symbol is a griffin, by the way, which both inspires and terrifies me.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and the voice you hear.
Oh, the voice you hear.
Is a special guest.
Yes.
Oscar-winning actress. Who's
or
impressed?
Nominated.
She's impressed with her. She's like, yeah, hey, yeah, I did that.
Yes.
Author.
And a yogi? Are you a yogi?
Yes, indeed, I am.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's been some debate, by the way. I was going to try to mask
And her
this.
Name is?
No, the debate is...
Oh, you're just going to list all of everything
yourself.
She's ever done in
Maybe
her entire
just
life.
Talk the whole time and just have people guess.
And, and thanks for joining us.
Whoever can guess wins a prize. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I better not say it. Cambria Kitchen. Don't kill me.
Oh, too funny.
Now, I'm going to say Marielle Hemingway.
Yes. Would is that the appropriate... the
Marielle.
Yes.
Marielle.
Okay. Yes, that would be me.
Okay, good. Yes. Okay. So
I did just get announced as Muriel. I didn't. I should have corrected him, but he was too sweet, and I just couldn't...
That's what I was afraid of.
No. Marielle.
Yes. Marielle Hemingway. Yep. Okay.
We get it a lot with our last name. Our last name is Clement, so we get Clement, Clemente, Clements.
Yeah.
And then I feel bad. I never want to correct anyone.
I just
roll with it.
Well.
Okay. You added some letters to my name. That's cool. Whatever. So I'm very excited to meet you. And I just am excited that you're here at the Kitchen and Bath Show, too, because I was surprised you were here at first. And then with all of your healthy lifestyle, all of the books that you do, it makes sense. It absolutely makes sense that you're here. And cool. So what have you seen here at the show that has dazzled you?
Dazzled me?
Because you dazzle me. I want to know what's dazzling to you.
Well, to be quite honest, I spoke at the Scripps thing, and then I came over to Cambria. So what dazzles me is Cambria, because I've only seen Cambria. But
okay.
I actually think it's an amazing product, and that's why I'm affiliated with them.
Okay.
You know, so I don't know.
Why don't we actually start there?
Okay.
Because we have a lot of different questions that we're going to try to stump you on the history of your life. Where were you? Now, we've got your book right here. It's Marielle's Kitchen, Simple
yep.
Ingredients for a Delicious and Satisfying Life, which is very big picture stuff. But how does Cambria play into that healthy living lifestyle?
Well, to be honest, Cambria is not only like a beautiful product,
fun.
You know, stunningly gorgeous quartz. It's also Green Guard certified. I'm very big environmentalist. It's Green Guard certified. There's no off-gassing. And it's just a beautiful product. And I really believe, like, with Marielle's Kitchen, I talk a lot about, you know, eating locally, and the ceremony and ritual behind food. And part of the ceremony and ritual behind food is creating sacred space around in your home. So you want, I really believe that the kitchen is the heart of the home. And, you know, everybody gravitates toward the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's this place of festivity and, you know, and it's ritual. And it's this wonderful ceremonial place. And I think that creating an environment, literally with Cambria or, you know, what you choose in your environment creates your health and well-being. Because my whole business, even though I am an actress and I'm doing that as well, but my major business in my life and my partner Bobby Williams, who is not here, but you should meet him too, we're about helping people to become their most authentic, healthy, young, beautiful selves that they already are.
I love that. So, step one, what do I do?
Okay.
All right.
Also,
I can help.
I'm sold. I'm buying all of your books.
We only have 8 minutes left. It's going to take 2 hours.
I also have to say, I am so... Rodney Yee is amazing.
Yeah, he is good.
And how did you get involved with him?
I've known Rodney for years.
I've known him for years by watching
DVDs his videos.
And videos.
On Gaiam, yeah.
So I feel like I know him. Because I do yoga with him.
Yeah, there
you go. And he wears those little shorts and everything. So I feel like we have an intimate relationship.
Is this okay with you?
I'm not good listening.
But you really do know him.
I was his student for many years. And then,
how did you get to be his student?
He does retreats all
backwards.
Over the world. And
really?
Then we became friends, and I said, we should do a yoga video together. And he said, yeah. And then Gaiam, he works with Gaiam, and I know Gaiam. I know the head of Gaiam.
Yeah.
It just sort of happened.
Wow.
So do you do yoga to us, too?
Well, I do have some and I had a baby a few years ago, and I did pregnancy yoga. And then since he's been... like the not sleeping and stuff,
ooh,
my workout sort of went away.
Oh, yeah, we got to get that back.
But I need. Every day I say I need to do yoga. I need to do yoga.
Well,
I need to do yoga.
You know, I always say this to people. I say, you know, we think making time for ourselves is a big sacrifice. We think we don't do it. But honestly, if you make that time, and it doesn't have to be a lot of time. It can be 15 minutes more in the morning or something.
Yes, because some of Rodney's
really
yoga practice, that one of the videos I have are the 15-minute practice, which...
And that's the thing. If you just give yourself that time, it gives you time. And you feel so much better. Then you're not doing that thing where like, oh, you know, I haven't been working out. No, da, 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 da. You know, and I even tell people that want to start meditating, look, start with 2 to 5 minutes. It's not a big deal. If you do 2 to 5 minutes, it won't kill you, number one.
Right.
You know, because the non-meditators are like, oh, I don't do that. I said, look, all you have to do, close your eyes and listen to your breath. Just breathe. That's all meditation really is.
And that's what I get out of the yoga, too, yeah. is that it really does center me. I'm in a better mood when I do it.
Yeah.
I'm happier.
Yeah.
I'm more productive.
Yeah, I'm not making fun of you.
No, it's so true. It's like when you go...
I'm the same with the gym.
Go lift weights, and when he goes running, the
Absolutely.
Whole thing.
People need physical exercise to let go of pent-up energy that they don't need.
Right.
That energy that needs to be shifted into a different space, that's what exercise is for. And it doesn't have to be a lot.
Shifted you know, into another space.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I need to do.
So you said something earlier that I want to circle back on, which is sort of finding the authentic core of who
yes.
you are. And that sort of speaks to, let me see if I can even make this make sense, that we have a lot of static around us.
Yeah.
And instead of going outward to find that perfect us,
it's
already in here, and it's about.
Well, my belief is the wonderful, authentic you is already there. I mean, you're like, nobody has to find that. It's not out here. And trust me, I've tried everything out there. Like, I've been to everything. I've tried everything. I've followed every guru. I've gone to India. I've done that. You know, I've chanted my way through a lot of stuff. And to finally realize that I have my own answers for me. What lies in me is best for me. The way that I eat, you know, how I take silence, what I do in my life, I figured out that I know what's good for me. It just took me a long time. I believed everybody knew better for me what was right for me than me.
And where you were plowing through the books and doing all this
stuff. I plowed through books. I followed gurus and psychics and this and that. And I met, you know, and like I said, I've done a lot of stuff to find that those simple things. I know the way that I eat that works best for me.
Right.
And there's not one size fits all in the way that you eat. There's not one size fits all in the way that you exercise. Like, you like weight. You know, my boyfriend's very similar. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, he likes to go. He's like, yoga, all right. You know, right.
That's
don't how
he
is,
that.
Too. But he's like, I'd rather
like,
go climb
anything.
A mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I want to go climb a mountain and then lift such heavy weight that, you know, like, testosterone's coming out of my nostrils.
I'm not like that at all.
Dude, okay.
not at all.
He was doing push-ups off of sawhorses in our backyard yesterday. So, no, not like that at all.
No,
not extreme.
So was there a time in your life that sort of saying, all right, health and well-being to the point of writing books, and this is number four, right?
Number three. Yes. I'm counting. Number three.
To the point. See, I got you.
Yes, you got me. Yay.
To the point of writing three books, which is a massive commitment.
Well, I'll tell you what actually got me to that point is that I come from a crazy family. I mean, it's a great family. But there's like mental illness. There's cancer. There's diabetes. There's this, that, and the other thing. There's 7 suicides. I was a little scared. So
yeah,
my life
noticed.
Was about survival. I was like, initially, I was like, I'm trying to find, like, how am I going to survive this crazy family? They're great, but they're also a little nuts. So my way was to, like, I'm going to be obsessed with health. So I did everything in the extreme, you know, all fat, no fat, all fruit, all, you know, all raw, stinky year. Just saying.
I don't even want to know.
I've eaten every way.
Right.
To find that thing.
Yeah.
That works for me. And I know that my lifestyle choices have made me healthier in my mind probably more than anything else.
Wow.
Like you said, you know, when you do your yoga, you're more at peace. You just make better decisions.
So what DVD should I buy?
Well, Yoga Now. I have, you know, I did one with...
Because I am no Rodney Yee or Rodney. You in yoga. I am sort of not
No, but
beginner,
what's
but
nice
not
about
advanced.
Yoga Now is it's very basic,
but
you get what you need. Because it was designed for somebody that either had 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think there's a 50-minute
So Yoga
as well.
Now.
Yoga Now.
I will buy that.
Awesome.
I will buy that today, actually.
Awesome. I love you.
And then I will get to do yoga with you as well as Rodney.
There you go.
I mean, seriously.
It's all about the connection.
And I will
right?
tell Mark every morning, I got to go hang out with my friend in the attic and do
well,
yoga
this time,
with
yeah.
exactly.
this time.
And you'll know that I'll be rooting you on.
You wear more than just the little shorts, right, that Rodney...
Yes.
Okay.
Do
Does he wear the little shorts in the...
Yes, he's very into those little shorts.
Seriously?
It's out of control.
Well, Marielle Hemingway...
Too short for me, but
I am sorry to say...
We have to go to break.
Yeah, the radio stuff, you've got to take these breaks, which are horrifying.
I hear ya.
But we've got to do it. So we're going to leave you now and come
Thank
back.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much.
You.
And we'll be back with more of My Fix It Up Life.
Now spread.
add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
What a perfect day to play left, right there. To get in the line, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park, we swear. Spend our square.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life. We're in the Dan's Faucets booth, the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, and we're joined. I'm not even going to waste any time. We're right at it.
Waste it. Can I say hello?
No. Okay. We're getting right to it.
You just lost your husband points that I gave you earlier today.
They were going to be taken away anyway. I'd like
I
to take them away from myself.
That we are joined by
See how she's stealing your thunder? That's See right. that, huh?
And she is Sunny.
What's up, Teresa?
I mean, seriously, is that like your given name or is
yeah.
that...
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it's my given name. I was named after the Avon lady. It's nothing cute about it. It wasn't like a beautiful sunny day. I didn't bring joy and sunshine to my mother's life when she gave birth to me.
It was just who knocked on the door.
No, she was flipping through a magazine. It was like the Avon lady of the month. Oh, that's a cute name, Sunny. Let's do it.
Moving on.
Yeah.
And you are Sunny, too.
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be alive.
And we're happy
and
you joined
if
us.
If you don't know Sunny, you have to go to sunnyanderson.com.
Yes.
Or go to Food Network and check her out.
Mm-hmm.
She's
and I also
gorgeous.
Blog. Oh, wow. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about some food.
You'll get
to
that. You'll get to that. Calm down, because we're in the break, and she looks over at the board here. She's like, yeah, what's up? You're running the board.
Yeah.
And it occurs to me
get
that
your engineer on, Jessica.
You have a background in radio.
I do. I have a background
no
in radio.
No small background either. Mm-hmm. You were all over the world with radio, right?
Yeah, you know, I did kind of Good Morning Vietnam, but in Korea.
Right.
I did my Robin Williams time for a year in the Air Force there. And then when I got back to the States in San Antonio, Texas, I was at AF News, which is Armed Forces News for all of the armed forces. And then when I got out of the Air Force, I continued in radio in New Orleans, Montgomery, Detroit, and New York was the last place.
Right on.
So how did you get involved with the Food Network?
I know, it's crazy, right?
I mean, seriously.
And her shows
cooking for real and fascinating to me. How'd that get on my plate?
Yeah, that's actually how'd that get on my plate. It only ran for one season, but they rerun it here and there. I really love that show. It's very informative and fun if you're really into food and you want to know how it gets from the farm to the table. But cooking for real is kind of like my baby, you know what I mean? And I've been doing it now for 9 seasons. I start taping season 10 next week. And really, I always say, you asked, you know, Teresa, how I made that transition. I always tell people, be careful what you do for a hobby. Be careful what you do on the side. Because really, it's probably what you love. And I was already doing what I loved in radio, which is talking, obviously. Yeah. Listening to music and pop culture stuff. You know, I really enjoyed that part of my job. So I really never thought something else could make me happier until I realized what I was doing on the side could also be my career. I was catering while I was working at the radio station, and that's how Food Network found me. As someone that was working on Emeril Lagasse's set, was a listener of my show. We didn't know each other, but she suggested I come in and tape an episode with him during a meeting, and they said sure, and they had me come in, and I taped a show, and it was so much fun. It felt just like radio. It's just one more medium, and yeah, it's just like radio. You're sharing stories.
Yeah.
You're sharing your passion and your love.
Yeah.
And then you're talking to others about it, and you're creating a dialogue. And so that's what what I really loved about that first time on Food Network with Emeril is I was talking about what I love, which is cooking and food. I also talked about my career. I got to cook.
Right.
And we had a great dialogue. And so after that day, I just had so much fun. I thought, I'd never really thought about TV before, seriously, and I just chased it.
That's so cool.
I love that.
I just chased it. It took a couple of years, but I'm happy to be here now.
We're happy that you're here now.
You described that time on Emeril's show as your greatest foodie moment ever.
Yeah.
Which sort of makes me think there's another moment that's more life stuff, like you climb Mount Everest or you won a bingo tournament or something like that. Am I reading into that right?
No, I mean, there. You know, I'm kind of someone that finds joy a little bit in every day.
And me too.
Yeah, like I'm...
Yeah, I'm not angry at all.
Yeah, you know, when things...
No, not so much.
Mark. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of...
Yeah.
I smell a stinker over there.
I'm Mr.
You might
want
to go head on over to the bidet section at the Kitchen and Bath Show here. I feel a stinker coming on.
We spend time at our house, our 9-year-old, and I spend time practicing smiling, like having him practice smiling. Because what is the guy, Sam, from the Muppets? Do you know the blue eagle?
Yeah, with the condor.
His face a lot of the time.
Anyway. I was born that way.
Well, you need good cop, bad cop as adults. My mom was the bad cop growing up. My dad, we called him Mr. Rogers. So sweet. You know, said yes to everything.
Did he throw his shoe when he, like, put him on and stuff?
Did he have a cardigan? No. And he didn't hang out with Lady Averley or whatever that lady's name was. No, it was very nice.
Yeah.
Now, here's one from the irony department.
Okay.
You lead a very busy life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a TV show. You're here. You travel around. You do all this different stuff. Do you actually get enough time to cook for yourself?
Heck yeah. Are you kidding me?
That's the last thing you cook.
Tell you what.
I'll show you right here in my phone. You can check the date stamp on it.
Yeah.
So you can check and see if I'm lying. It was a pulled pork sandwich, baby.
I bet you blogged about it, too.
I did. I put it up on Twitter because I was really thinking about actually freezing the pulled pork for a later date. And then as I was freezing it, I realized that I had some buns in the freezer that could totally defrost in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then I was
totally
like,
into my next question
ding, ding,
already.
Ding. Coleslaw was in the fridge. So I was like, this sounds like a coleslaw and pork sandwich.
Oh,
so that's what I had.
Pause for a second. Your Twitter name is?
Oh, but Twitter name is just Sunny Anderson. SunnyAnderson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Follow her.
I'm the little girl that could. My tweeting is just crazy. I don't know what anyone cares about my minutia, but I will give it. Yeah, so here's what I had. Oh, wait, let me show you the date. So that's 4/25/2011.
Monday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, look at that.
Yeah, baby.
Look at that. Get in there.
Yeah.
Get in there. Check it out.
I ate three. But they're sliders.
So I'm a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm. Shame on you.
What's...
I'm just joking.
So what is, like, the best vegetarian thing that you make?
That I make?
Yeah. Is there anything vegetarian you make?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the one vegetarian thing you make?
He's well, all about, okay. We have opposite diets.
One of the first things that I did on Cooking for Real is a recipe that I developed while I was catering for the music industry because a lot of people in the music industry and hip-hop hate pork, you know what I mean? They'll put everything else in their body, but they hate pork. And they'd always want me to do some kind of Southern food, even though I do more than just Southern. And so something that you could try is my vegetarian Southern-style collard greens.
Really?
So there's no ham hock involved, which is like...
Is it a recipe on your website?
It's on foodnetwork.com.
Okay.
It's called Southern-style vegetarian greens. And it's flavorful. You know, that's a lot of the things that people complain about when they go into vegan and even vegetarianism is they feel like the flavor is gone. And you just have to know what to do. You know what I mean?
He does.
No,
I do. I
feel
like if I have to eat broccoli, the flavor
is gone. He calls it like green air.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am not.
Okay, so there's this other recipe I have. I'm just not talking to you, Mark. So, Teresa, there's this broccoli recipe I have. I think it's called like broccoli crunch or something like that.
Okay.
Look that up. It's got like almonds, lemon zest, Parmesan cheese.
Nice.
You put it in the oven. It gets all brown and caramelized and, you know, it's really good stuff. I got a lot of good broccoli recipes if that's the go-to veg in your fam.
Oh,
it is a go-to.
Yeah, it's a total go-to.
Yeah, our 9-year-old eats broccoli. That's
and
like,
so are you lacto-ovo or are you complete vegan?
Well, since being with my husband.
She's a Chusatarian.
We've learned.
It's okay.
Rectangular
since
today and
I'm really I'm a pescatarian.
Okay.
Because I used to not eat anything, meat or, you know, fish or anything. And then I met him and all he does is basically eat meat.
Yeah.
So now I eat fish.
Well,
so.
I think vegetarianism is so honorable. It's a lot of work. I did it for, I was a Chusatarian. I did this master cleanse one time. And then at the end of the master cleanse, they suggest you go with a soup thing. Mm-hmm. And then you, like after that, I kind of lost my hunger for meat. Do you know what I mean? It was really weird.
Yeah,
I lost
totally
my craving.
It. Yeah.
And so it took me a couple of months. But that's okay. Because then I just started going to these places in New York that make vegetarian food that tastes like it's chicken and tastes like it's beef. So I still dipped into that. But I think that's awful. That's weird when you think about it. Like if you don't like meat, why would you go get
something
meat
that tastes
flavored?
Like
yeah, it's weird.
I don't know.
Like if you don't like if you can't do alcohol, why are you getting an O'Doul's? It's
that
so is, weird.
That could be the most hysterical question inside. I'm not laughing outside.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's a deep question.
Well, unless you're pregnant.
Because you want the flavor. I don't get it. Yeah, it's awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing, but I get it because people buy it.
So back to the pulled pork sandwich for a second.
Mm-hmm. Oh, seriously?
By the way, I like cooking with O'Doul's. I do. Okay.
Really?
Well, no.
Oh, yeah.
It ties in. Something you said on your website in your blog,
mm-hmm.
and my mother's obsession about spices.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh
every,
my goodness!
Every time we go to the grocery store, she goes in. This stuff, you know, you're only buying an ounce.
I hate
right?
it.
She looks at it per pound.
Yeah.
How much it costs per pound?
It's like $250 a pound, but it only costs $3 to buy it.
Well, look, let me tell you something. I talk about it a lot. I don't think I can affect any kind of change. Look, I'm not Donald Trump. I can't make Obama release his birth certificate or anything. But I feel like if I talk about it enough, some company will get it. And McCormick has these little pouches now that they have, these seasoning pods, where they'll suggest you can make, I don't know, let's say spaghetti, and they'll give you the seasoning pods that will make that one recipe, so you don't have to buy the whole container. And look, I'm not advertising for them, but at least they're starting to get it. We don't want to buy 4 ounces of pumpkin spice.
Well,
what can I do with that?
For 100
well,
years.
And then it goes bad, doesn't it? Like
After about a year, it just starts tasting like your pantry. It just
and
starts tasting like nothing.
All of that in one, besides you.
Well,
and other people on Food Network.
That's what I'm telling
like
you.
But like regular people like me, I won't use an entire thing of, you know, basil or anything in a whole year.
What I can say is I always try to work different ways out of my pantry to get rid of those things. So, yes, I will go crazy on pumpkin spice recipes just to get rid of that canister. But there's some other things you can do. You can put rosemary into unscented hand soap at your sink, and it will perfume
rosemary.
The hand soap, you know, like dried rosemary. You can put all of your warm herbs in a pot, and of course, potpourri, or you can put them in a pouch and put them in your drawer for your
satchel,
lingerie.
Yeah.
There's things you can do, but it's
for
just
your
like,
lingerie.
Gosh,
do you have like a whole spice thing written down at the Food Network or anything like that?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, here's what to do with these various spices, and you can make a potpourri, or you can, do, you know, scent your hand soap.
No, no.
You just mentioned like five.
That's off the top of
in my head.
I should be a blog.
Yeah. Oh, I will. I'll blog it. I'll do it. That's the thing about Twitter is, like, you wonder if the stuff that's in your head is worthy of sharing.
Yes.
So you think that's interesting? Okay, I'll blog about it. But those are the things I do at home, like when I'm trying to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
But no, at Food Network, there's trained professionals. There are chefs and cooks, etc. And really the way it works is I just build up my recipes and my shows and I submit them before we tape.
We're building up to, like, 1 second to a break. So
okay.
We're taking it.
Yes.
Connie Anderson,
let's
thank
do
you.
It. Thank
Thanks.
You very much.
Thanks
yeah,
for having me, guys.
With more of my Fix It Up Life.
I'm going to put some money in your pig.
What a perfect night. Dine with the stars. Hit the lawn on the park, looking sharp. Walking with your blue dress on.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice, real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa. And this is a good time to announce that I win.
I wanted to say something though.
Okay.
Did you win?
How did I win? Because I'm married to you.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say something based on your ho, 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 and there you go.
Oh, excellent.
This
nice wraparound.
Even if you don't celebrate Santa Claus, you can go ho, 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 and snow you go.
You can do that.
Yeah? You like that?
I
just made that up.
I'm not sure I like it. I'm surprised by it.
So snow you go. We have to announce the winner of our Stanley Fat Mac Super Pack, $1,000 value of 32 tools.
And this is someone who probably gets snow. I don't know what they're going to use Stanley tools for to remove the snow, but Lana Fitzgerald from La Vista, Nebraska, you win $1,000 worth of Stanley tools.
Yes, you do. Congratulations. And it might be Lana? I don't know.
Could be Lana.
It could be Lana.
She didn't call to tell me.
From Nebraska.
La Vista, Nebraska.
That is such a cool name of a place.
Oh, it's very cool.
Very cool.
The View.
The View in Nebraska.
The View.
I want to see some projects that you're going to do with your tools. I want to see photos. Send us an email. Post it on Facebook. Share with us because, you know what? I want to be inspired.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And the best thing about tools is seeing them at work.
And if you didn't win... Because if you aren't Lana in Nebraska.
Or Lana.
if you aren't Lana or Lana in Nebraska and you didn't win, you can still win a cool prize from us. You go to Free Stuff right now and on MyFixItUpLife.com.
That's right.
And you can enter to win another really cool tool prize pack.
That's right. The Works Rockwell Tool Prize Pack. And you get to see how to make a reindeer out of a log.
And then Mark is going to make all of the reindeer in Santa's sleigh. Like, he's going to put them all out on the front lawn, right, dear?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have my chainsaw chaps and everything.
What are you going to use to make the nose of Rudolph?
Wow. I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
How are you going to make Donner and Blitzen different?
Ha!
Like, how are you going to...
Holly, whatever they are, berries, I'm going to bundle them up, tape them together, and then that's the nose. That should work just fine.
You have a really big nose.
A really small nose. Holly berries are very small.
Well, how big is the log you're going to use?
Well,
is it like that tree you drive through in California?
That's it. Dear environment, I don't care.
I'm going to take this.
I'm going to take a Works chainsaw. No. Watch the video. It's a very cool project.
Well, you know, this is a snowy time of year for most of the people here in the U.S. of A.
That's right.
And our friends in Canada.
The northern climes. This is snow time.
It's snow. Snow you go. So we wanted
to share.
I don't
know what to do with that.
We wanted to share a few tips about digging out of the snow because it's not something that you do every day. And then in some parts of the country, you get surprised. Like I think Las Vegas just got some snow recently. Crazy, right?
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
totally. It wasn't Las Vegas. It was a town near there. But for all intents and purposes, it was Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Vegas area.
Yeah, Las Vegas county seat.
Okay.
Sure.
So if you're sitting in the seat where there's snow...
It's probably melted by now.
Probably melted by now. But, you know, we wanted to share a few tips to make digging out easier. Just a little reminders because,
sure,
you know, we've all gone through it, but it's good to be reminded.
It is. And one of the best / worst things is avoiding it and hoping it'll melt if you live in the north where the snow will stay for days or weeks at a time. So get out early and get after it.
Yeah, and it's good to get out after it periodically through a snowstorm instead of waiting until it's all over.
Yeah, sometimes it is. And while salt-based compounds like Blizzard Wizard and Driveway Heat, which I love the name of that for some reason.
Driveway Heat?
Driveway Heat.
Not Blizzard Wizard?
Blizzard Wizard's pretty cool, too. But a lot of people, you know, it'll snow a couple inches and they'll throw a ton of this stuff on their sidewalks. And it does two things. One, it does melt the snow, but if you don't use enough, it liquefies it and it just turns to a sheet of ice. On the other hand, if you use too much of it, it reacts poorly with the concrete in your stairs, sidewalks, if you have that. So you don't want to use too much of that stuff. Use the directed amount.
But what if you're into ice skating around your house?
Then I want to live at your house because that sounds cool.
Well, you said it turns into ice, a sheet of ice.
Yeah, once the salt-based stuff wears out, you're left with water that then refreezes.
Yeah.
So the best course of action is to let the sun do the work. Dig it out. After the storm, the sun comes out, and that's the best sidewalk melter there is.
You know, I really like that because I'm thinking S-O-N and not S-U-N because I think we've got a little, you know, snow remover in the making at our 3-year-old, Jack.
Get busy. Here's your shovel.
Because the sun will come out and get rid of all of the mess.
And then he will follow the Clement family motto, doesn't matter how cold it is. Sun's out, guns out.
That is so true.
He looks like a little muscle man.
You've got my 3-year-old boy outside without a shirt on shoveling snow.
Yeah, he'll have a little hat.
I'm calling his grandmother.
So the mailman.
Yes.
The letter carrier. Make their life easy. Especially if you live someplace where they drive up to the mailbox, as opposed to here, they walk. But make their life easier and dig a little trail out so that the person can drive up to your mailbox, even if there's a snowbank there.
Yes.
So you can get your mail.
Well, that's kind of an important thing.
That's right. Like for us, we're waiting for $1 million checks.
You're waiting for $1 million checks?
Yeah.
That's why you're sitting on the front porch all day long. I was wondering what you're doing out there. I thought you were just avoiding talking with me.
That's right.
But you're actually waiting for checks to come through.
That's right, too.
Okay.
Ditto for the fire hydrant, if you have one.
Okay.
Dig it out. Definitely going to be a snowbank from the city plow. Firefighters need to be able to get to that thing.
And trash.
Trash.
One of your favorite things in the world is trash. Besides tools, is managing the garbage.
I love trash.
Yes.
I feel like progress has been made when we have an epic trash day. Yeah, I really do feel that way.
I know you do feel that way. I'm just sighing because it's kind of a part of our whole thing, and it just makes me sigh because when I was a little girl growing up, my dad's obsessed with the garbage too, and I just never dreamed that I would actually be cohabitating with another trash-obsessed man.
Trash captain. I elected myself trash captain in a dream once.
I know you did. Trash captain of our neighborhood.
That's right. In a dream. Remind me not to dream anymore.
So if any of your husbands out there have elected themselves a random job like trash captain, please tell me so that I can have like a support group, support network.
Yeah, info@myfixituplife.com.
Yeah, post a message on Facebook because I need to hear from you.
You might want to post that one personally in the email. Not everybody needs to know.
No, not like my husband.
Dear community, my husband's a trash captain too.
Dear community, my husband is a trash captain too.
I have another
tip. Did you make yourself a little badge? Is there like a little hat you have to wear?
I have another tip.
Yes?
Yes, cars.
I like cars.
Yeah. Before you shovel, get the car dug out. One, before it snows, back it into the driveway. That makes getting out through the snowbank that's guaranteed to be there easier. Okay, you can see stuff.
Oh, back it into the driveway.
Back it into the driveway.
I'm sorry, I didn't really.
I saw you just went away for a minute, and I thought, oh, no.
I'm like, why would I want to move my car in the driveway? But you said back it in so you can drive forward out of your driveway.
Right.
I gotcha.
Right. One thing I really like to do is to take the windshield wipers and flip them up.
Yes.
So they don't get stuck to the glass, and then that damages the rubber squeegee part. When you're trying to melt the snow, if you pull them off too early, now you're into the winter for windshield wipers.
And you're talking like that because?
Like what?
I'm going to wipe off the snow and it's going to be that because it's a chore.
Well, yeah, it's work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to do that. So I also like to sweep the car off with a broom before I shovel the driveway.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're just digging that area out twice. Yeah. How about that? This is life-changing material.
This is very life-changing material, and it is really important. And last year, you used a snowblower, too.
Oh, yeah, that thing rocked. It was a Troy-built snowblower, and it cleared the driveway. It was a little learning curve to use it, but once we got rolling, oh,
see
you later, snow.
It was a snow thrower, though, right? Snow thrower.
You know, there's a right name and what everybody calls it,
yes.
And I don't know which one's which.
I think it's a snow thrower.
Could be. It does.
It threw the snow.
Throw the snow pretty far.
It was pretty serious.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
It was kind of fun to clear it, like watch you clear the pathway through the whole entire yard with the snow contraption.
Throw catcher.
Snow engine machine thing that you rode.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty spectacular.
Yes, it was spectacular. I liked the rainbow of snow that it threw out too.
Oh, that is super cool.
It is super cool. And, let's talk about our free stuff. Make sure you go to
myfixituplife.com/free stuff.
Is it /free stuff?
Yeah.
I think it is too.
You just
click on the button that says free stuff and you can enter to win a really cool prize pack.
That's right.
And you can also go on and listen to past shows of My Fix It Up Life. You can read our blogs.
That's right. You can also download our application on your iPhone or Android.
You love saying application.
I do. Yeah. I also say facsimile.
You can follow us on Twitter and check us out on Facebook to find out some cool tips throughout the week.
That's right. Email us with your triumphs or questions at info@myfixituplife.com. Watch our videos.
Yes, we love to hear from you. And you know what you should do next week?
Check us out for another episode of My Fix It Up Life. Would you not break? Would you?